Welcome to Come Augie. I'm Bruce Cameron. You're listening to 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. And I'm very pleased to have you along for the program today. We've got a couple of new albums to play a track here and there, and some old favourites. Featured album, comparatively new one, from some artists that we've heard before on the program, but new release from them. So stick around, that's on the way. Start the program with a track from the Asturian band Ganda Kubel. Band is from northern Spain, Ganda Kubel, they're called. The track, a medley, but under one title, Lama Bada, which means something like, after a while. from their album L'Otro Lado de la Mar, The Other Side of the Sea. Welcome to Come All Day. A couple of songs now for the times, perhaps. An old album. Well, not that old, but certainly not recent release from a group called The Short Sisters. The album is Downsized. First one, Shacks and Chalets. This was written by Pete Sutherland back in the 1980s, and it's kind of still relevant. The second one is called The Vikings. This is The Short Sisters on Come All Ye.
Across the Blue Ridge Mountains, there's a country green and fair. The roads are high and winding, and there's dogwood in the air. I've a longing to see those mountains, but I think I've had my fill of the shacks along the riverbank and the chalets on the hill. For it's in that same steep country that they mine the shiny coal. And that's the coal that we burn up north to break the winter's hole. And all those folks who dig and those who don't, well, they all either dwell in the shacks along the riverbank or the chalets on the hill. And when it's springtime in the mountains, there's a stirring in the soul, but it also brings the floods that come from stripping off the coal. And the shacks along the river must obey the water's will. You can watch them float down the stream from the chalets on the hill. I guess it's wrong to even notice when you're only passing through. If the folks down there accept things, I guess that I should too. Still I I'd been there when that land was wild and still, when the rich man's greed couldn't buy the deed to the chalets on the hill. And some folks say it's human nature, others say it's just our luck. Let the poor folks get the bottom and the rich folks get the top. But do you think someday it all will change? Will all those people have their will? There'll be no shacks along the riverbank, no chalets on the hill. There'll be no shacks along the riverbank, no chalets on the hill. I know I must be off my head, you'll say, but there's Vikings living in my shed these days. Historically, I know they should be dead, cold as clay, but that's not our way. So say the Vikings. From Valhalla by the power of Odin, big fellas, long yellow hair, frame grins. They all look like the singer out of Led Zeppelin. They say, can't we join in? So say the Vikings. When you're laughing, drinking, cursing, and fighting, picking on the little people, isn't that the way of the world of today? That's what the Vikings say. They say we're sick of sleeping in the arms of Thor, when down here it's fun, fun, and war, war, war. We manage without waking him to sneak out the door. Now we're back for more. So say the Vikings. Here's our references and our CVs, some clippings from an ancient Nordic tapestry. Bloodlust and barbarism guaranteed. We always maim to please. So say the Vikings. When you're laughing, drinking, cursing, and fighting, not the way of the world of today. That's what the Vikings say. Once we were happy in our hills and fjords, a saga of lager and smorgasbords. In long ships we started taking long trips abroad and thinking with our swords. So say the Vikings. We'd find some peaceful, quiet village then. We'd start our berserkin' rape and pillaging. To make the locals hate us was our stratagem. Now that's popular again. So say the Vikings. When you're laughing, drinking, cursing, and fighting, picking on the little people, isn't that the way of the world of today? That's what the Vikings say. These days our fatherland's a Viking boar, so we've come to Northumberland, the land next door. A popular destination for the Viking hordes. The accent strikes a chord. So say the Vikings. Now they're shacked up in my shed, keeping their weapons clean, watching that Kirk Douglas movie scene by scene, and always singing Waterloo and Dancing Queen, saying, don't we look mean? So say the Vikings. When you're laughing, drinking, fighting, picking on the little people, isn't that the way of the world of today? That's what the Vikings say. Isn't that the way of the world of today? That's what the Vikings say.
Most of the time the Vikings weren't that bad, but you get the idea from that song. Two tracks from the Short Sisters, Shacks and Chalets and the Vikings. Saga of Lager and Smorgasbord. Yes, a real message song. Next on Come All Ye, an old one, or an old track from an old album by, well, sadly, an old band, Boys of the Loch. They're not getting any younger. The album is in the tradition. This is The Eclipse and the Tailor's Twist. Two good tunes, The Eclipse and The Tailor's Twist, from Boys of the Loch, a band that's still going after many years, based in, I think, Edinburgh. But that was from a very early album of theirs called In the Tradition. We'll stay in Scotland. Well, no, we won't, actually. This is the Ian Campbell folk group, and they were from Birmingham. Ian Campbell, originally, I think, from Scotland, but the band, I think, formed in Birmingham, again, a long time ago. We'll hear The Waters of Tyne, sung by Lorna Campbell. Then I think Ian Campbell sings the second one. It's called Death Comes Easy. And you need to know, really you do, that three of Ian Campbell's sons were in that reggae group called UB40. Remember that? Well, Ian Campbell got them started, the Ian Campbell folk group.
I canna get him, my love, if I would thee. The waters o' Tyne run between him and me. And here I mun stand with tear in my eye, both sighing and sickly my sweetheart to see. Oh, where is the boatman, my bonny hinny? Oh, where is the boatman, oh, bring him to me, to ferry me o'er the Tyne to my honey. And I will remember the boatman and thee. I'll gie your name money, and you for your troubles rewarded shall be, to ferry me o'er the Tyne to my honey, or scull him across the rough river to me.
If you come before your time, death come easy. To a young man in his prime, they put a gun in my hand, said fight for the freedom of your land. Death come easy to a young man in his prime. Life was easy, I could want for nothing more. Life was easy. Then there came a call for war. I left my family, left my home. With the army I was forced to roam. Life was easy. Then there came a call for war. Love was easy. With my lady I would stay. Love was easy. Then the war took me away. Forget your love, war is right. So they taught me how to kill and fight. Love was easy. Then the war took me away. Killing's easy with a weapon in your hand. Killing's easy. And they say that war is grand with their music and their drums. They don't see the slaughter of their guns. Killing's easy. And they say that war is grand. Death come easy. If you come before your time, death come easy. To a young man in his prime, they put a gun in my hand, said fight for the freedom of your land. Death come easy to a young man in his prime.
Not sure I've ever played that track before on the program, and that album's older even than the program. I think it came out in the 60s from the Ian Campbell Folk Group. Two tracks from an album called The Times They Are A-Changin'. Guess where they got that title from. Death Comes Easy, we just heard, and before that, The Waters of Tyne. Next, the Roaring Forties from Sydney, who usually are associated with seafaring songs. This one, not a seafaring song, but it's from an album called We Made the Steel. And that's what the album is mostly about. A lot of work on the album by Robin Connaughton, who worked in the steel industry in Newcastle and Port Kembla a fair while ago. And he wrote this song, and I think he's going to sing it for it as well. It's called the Mount Ousley Breakdown. Mount Ousley, for those of you not in New South Wales, comes down off the escarpment. Well, the road, anyway, comes down the escarpment towards the Illawarra.
I drove away from hostels in my little comma knocker, two coils of reject copper going back to ERS. She was slightly overloaded and the brakes needed relining, but I didn't think it mattered, only one trip more or less. I detoured through the suburbs, missed the mermaids down at Sutherland, hammered on past Helensburgh, then out through Madden's Plain. Screaming 60 down the hills like the one pass had been turned off, and jugging back to 20 going up the slope again. Nearer, my God, nearer, my God, nearer, my God, to thee. I was going down Mount Ousley doing 80 miles an hour, singing nearer, my God, to thee. I changed to third at Ousley, but when I went for second, the pre-selector gearbox locked out any cockpit top. I pulled left and hit the anchors, but the front brakes stripped their linings. 4 miles of hill, 10 tons of coil, no bloody way to stop. I scraped the kink at 50, missed the safety ramp at 60, the comma's engine knocking like a demolition drill. Then it's through the chute and down the straight, there's nothing left but houses and that traffic light T-junction at the bottom of the hill. Nearer, my God, nearer, my God, nearer, my God, to thee. I was going down Mount Ousley doing 80 miles an hour, singing nearer, my God, to thee. You can lose speed through the cutting if you scrape the truck against the side. They've never bloody tried it doing 80 miles an hour. You hit the edge too hard, the load just keeps on going. 10 tons of copper coil that pressed me flatter than a flower. I went through the intersection like an angel with its arse on fire, cannoned off a Morris and a Holden lost its back. When the front wheels hit the gutter, the cabin left the chassis, I could hear the chain links breaking as the coils took up the slack. Nearer, my God, nearer, my God, nearer, my God, to thee. I was going down Mount Ousley doing 80 miles an hour, singing nearer, my God, to thee. Suddenly it's silent. I'm sitting in a paddock, crying like a baby, 'cause I'm still alive to cry. Sitting in the wreckage of the cabin of me comma, between two copper carpets stretching pink towards the sky, and thanking God Almighty for that canny little loader. He chopped the coils off centre when he chained them down, you see, so that when I hit the gutter and the load comes smashing forwards, well, one went right and one went left and both of them missed me. Nearer, my God, nearer, my God, nearer, my God, to thee. I was going down Mount Ousley, doing 80 miles an hour, singing nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer, my God, nearer.
I was going down Mount Easy, doing 80 miles an hour, singing nearer my God to thee.
An almost true story, apparently. Robin Connaughton and the Mount Ousley breakdown. And he is still alive, so he did make it down. And a little bit of interesting harmony there from John Warner at the end. Nearer my God to thee. You're listening to Come All Ye. Tune called Stuff Stuff, composed, I think, by Mia Maran, who was playing a five-string fiddle there, along with Nina Perez, playing her own fiddle, not sharing Mia Maran's. Nina Perez playing fiddle and Matias Perez playing guitar. A group called MP3, Matias Perez Trio. It's a nice album, and they were a great trio. I don't know whether they're still working together. I did see them once. I can't remember where. I think somewhere in Scotland, I do believe, at a festival. Long time ago, anyway. MP3, and from an album called Danza Danza. Danza Danza, and most of the music on the album is just for that, just for dancing. They put in the sleeve notes, dance, now's the time to dance. Young and old, forget your toils. Follow the dance, the arm around your shoulder, the heavy heart to heal. Isn't that nice? Now, Hildebrand, or Greg Hildebrand, as his mother probably called him, lived in a little town called Minamite, which is not far from a little town called Donald in the west of Victoria. He was an American, but lived in Australia for the second half of his life, I suppose. Very strange and mysterious man, but he contributed a lot of music. Here's one called The Morning of 1845.
I woke up one morning in 1845, thought myself quite lucky just to be alive, harnessed up my old team of business to pursue, then I went to hauling coal like I used for to do. The alehouse being open, the whiskey flowing free, soon as I drank one glass another's filled for me. I only hauled but one load instead of hauling four, and I I drunk a chippin's port, couldn't haul no more. Dragged my saddle across my back, staggered to the barn, saddled up my gray mare, thinking it no harm. Jumped on her back and I rode off so still that I scarcely drew a breath till I came to Laurel Hill. My father fast pursued me, rode both night and day. Must have had a pilot or else he'd lost his way. Looked in every hole and corner, stopped at every light, till his old gray locks was wet with the dew of the night. I have an honest comrade, his name I will not tell. He asked me if I'd go downtown with him to cut a swell, and after much persuasion with him I did agree, and we went off to a tailor's shop some fiddlers for to see. Up step four young ladies, ready for the dance. Up step four young gentlemen, all in advance. The fiddlers being willing, their arms being strong, I danced around at Laurel Hill at least 4 hours long.
Hildebrand and the Morning of 1845, with some excellent fiddle playing there from Greg O'Leary, who produced the album. Greg, a frequent visitor to this program. I think Greg's partner, Helen Cahoon, was playing fiddle there as well. I don't know who was step dancing. Certainly wasn't Greg. Not his thing. An album called Still a Memory Living, from Hildebrand. Now, featured album time, boys and girls. It's called Amongst the Wild Rowans. Amongst the Wild Rowans. Comes to us from Rachel Walker and Aaron Jones, who you've heard on the program before, not necessarily as a duo, but they've been very busy musicians for quite a while. Aaron Jones singing and playing cittern and acoustic guitar. Rachel Walker singing and playing piano. Also on this album, we hear some cello from Alice Allen and even some synthesizer and double bass from Duncan Lyle and resonator guitar from Nathan Jones. They're all traditional songs, I think, on this album, as much as I can tell, and from various places in the British Isles. We'll start with this one.
Thank you. mother and father, they never did give me peace. Since my true love has left me to sail over the stormy seas, they would find me a sweetheart with money and flocks and more. But my heart sore the ocean with Jimmy Moffin Store.
Hik Michigan Halia, Sky Mia, Kachayan Hem. Can we go on
It's a very nice album. This one's well put together. The arrangements are good and the musicians are first rate. I knew that before I first heard the album, that it was going to be good. In fact, it's so good I'm going to play another track right now.
Hin, you stole in your dog a hoo, hot a hot.
Gave them one each. That was Rachel Walker singing Cool de Hin. And before that, Aaron Jones taking the lead on Jimmy Mo Villasor. Featured album today is called Amongst the Wild Rowans, and we heard that line in the first of those two tracks. Aaron Jones and Rachel Walker, both born in England, but I think they're both resident in Edinburgh. Maybe even together, I don't know. But it's a nice album, the second of theirs. We've heard the first album, the name of which escapes me, on the program before. I think it was a featured album as well. Now for something completely different.
Be gone, dull care, I prithee be gone from me.
James Raynard, singer and fiddle player. Be Gone, Dull Care, a song from probably the 18th century, but the tune, about 100 years older than that, it was in the Playford collection. Be Gone, Dull Care, good advice. Here's the Whiskey Bent Valley Boys, Black Bottom Blues. This is from Kentucky.
Bottom blue.
American country slash folk song, that one, Black Bottom Blues, from a wonderfully named group, the Whiskey Bent Valley Boys, come from Kentucky. You're listening to Come Orgy. We heard a little bit of fiddling from Greg O'Leary with that track by Hildebrand just a little while ago. Well, this is another group that Greg helped put together with Alan Musgrove a long time ago. They're called Growling Dogs. Alan wasn't on this particular album, but Greg O'Leary certainly was. We'll hear three tunes in a medley that any self-respecting fiddle player in Australia should be able to play. First one's called Soldier's Joy. Second one comes from Tom Walsh, who lived at Trentham in Victoria. It's called The Old Schoolmaster, and it's a good tune. And the third tune is Col Charlton's Reel. Colin Charlton came from Cookamidgera out near Parkes in New South Wales. Well, I think you can say they're collected Australian tunes. Soldier's Joy has been around for a long, long time, but it made its way across to Australia and its own versions changed every now and again. There we heard Soldier's Joy and the old Schoolmaster, which I think was composed by Tom Walsh, who came from Trentham in central Victoria, and Colin Charlton's Reel by the group Growling Dogs, an album called Australian Fiddle Tunes. Another one now from the featured album, Amongst the Wild Rowans, from Rachel Walker and Aaron Jones. This song's called I Am a Youth.
Anger and of kind disposition, and a cheer.
could court her fishing in America.
Aaron Jones leading that one. I Am a Youth from the featured album Amongst the Wild Rowans. The album notes include the following. Amongst the Wild Rowans, the second album from award-winning Gaelic singer Rachel Walker and renowned singer and musician Aaron Jones, is a beautiful folk record which sees the acclaimed duo celebrate their roots with an intimate collection of 12 traditional songs. The album pays tribute to many of the songs that shaped them both as traditional singers. Inspired by the expression, dig where you stand, the duo made an active decision to search for songs with deep personal significance, songs they heard and learned at the beginning of their musical journeys, songs that were important at different times in their lives, songs that inspired, broke hearts, or raised a smile. And I don't have a lot of information about the effect each individual song had on which one of them and in what way. But they all did. So a pretty album. Nice one to relax to, I think. Hope you're enjoying it. Next on Come All Ye, a song called Leela, sometimes called Leela Leela. I've played the version by Marley's Ghost now and again on the program, but here's a singer named Carolyn Kendrick with a slightly different approach to it. It's a song that was composed by a chap by the name of Willie Schwartz, and the tune comes from a Nepalese folk pop song, but it's still the same, Leela. always appealed to me, that song, and it wasn't until I read the sleeve notes of this particular album I realised, or learned, that the tune comes from a Nepalese folk pop song. Composed by Willie Schwartz, not the Nepalese pop song, but the lyrics. As I said, I've played Marley's Ghost version now and again on the program, but there we heard Carolyn Kendrick from an album called Each Machine. I think I will play a track by Marley's Ghost in a little while. Do a few other things before then, though. Such as this one. It's called Man of War from the Wheeze and Suck Band from Sydney. A song composed by Steve Knightley from the usually duo but sometimes trio Show of Hands from the West Country of England. Here we have member of the Wheeze and Suck Band, Nigel Walters, known as Muddy, Muddy Walters. Get it? Nigel Muddy Walters, Man of War.
Thank you.
Now the ocean's cold and the tide's running deep. He dreams he is home at last. Running handfuls of grain through his fingers like sand. Before on the water it's cast. But it falls on the deep and goes drifting now to the dark of the ocean's floor. When he sleeps and he dreams, he's a landsman again, but he wakes as a man of war. Strong winds bring him back, all away. When he sleeps and he dreams, he's a farmer again, but he wakes as a man of war.
A big production number there by the Wheeze and Suck Band. Used to be a band in Sydney. Some of them still play together, some have retired, I guess you'd say. A song sung there by Nigel Walters, composed by Steve Knightley from the West Country of England, member of the band Show of Hands. Man of War, good song. I'm going to play two tracks from The Chieftains. I haven't played much music by The Chieftains for quite a while, so I'll play two of them. Not two Chieftains, two tracks from a great album called Boil the Breakfast Early, otherwise known as Chieftains 9, came out in 1979. First one, a song, When a Man's in Love. This is the voice of Kevin Conniff. And Agtashtol na Blarnen, travelling through Blarney.
When a man's in love, he feels no cold, as I not long ago. As a hero bold to see my girl, I plough through frost and snow. And the moon, she gently shed her light along my dreary way. Until at length I came to the spot where all my treasure lay. I knocked on my love's window saying, my dear, are you within? And softly she undid the latch, so slyly I stepped in. Her hand was soft and her breath was sweet, and her tongue it did gently glide. I stole a kiss, it was no miss, and I asked her to be my bride. Oh, take me to your chamber, love. Oh, take me to your bed. Oh, take me to your chamber, love, to rest my weary head. But to take you to my chamber, love, my parents would never agree. So sit you down there by yonder fire, and I'll sit close by thee. Oh, many's the time through frost and snow I've come to visit you. Whether tossed about by cold wintry winds or wet by the morning dew. But tonight our courtship's at a close between you, love, and me. So fare you well, my own favourite girl, a long farewell to thee. Yes, many's the time I've courted you against your parents' will, but you never said you'd be my bride, so now my girl sit still. For tonight I am going to cross the sea to far off Columbia's shore, and you will never ever see your youthful lover more. Oh, are you going to leave me now? Oh, pray, what can I do? I will break through every bond of home and come along with you. I know my parents won't forget, but surely they'll forgive. So from this hour I am resolved, along with you I will live.
Up in Louisville, a town you all know well. Raised up by honest parents, the truth to you I'll tell. Raised up by honest parents and raised most tenderly, till I became a burglar at the age of 23. My character was taken and I was sent to jail. My people found it all in vain to get me out on bail. The jury found me guilty, the clerk he wrote it down. The judge he passed the sentence and sent me to Frankfort Town.
Chord there to finish. A much recorded song, that one, the Louisville Burglar. There we heard Marley's Ghost, a group from Washington State in the US, from an album called The Woodstock Sessions. Now, another one from the featured album. This is Beggar Man. Amongst the Rowans, no, it's not, Amongst the Wild Rowans, it's the name of the featured album, from Rachel Walker and Aaron Jones, two fine musicians, I think both resident in Edinburgh, although Rachel Walker, I think, teaches for part of the year at least at the university campus out in the Hebrides. And Aaron Jones plays music with all sorts of people. So, Beggar Man.
Beggar, beggar, come o'er the lea. He was asking lodgings for charity. Would you lodge a beggar man? No, lassie, with my tower I'll be. A beggar, I'll never lodge again. I had a daughter, and Jeannie was her name. I had a daughter, and Jeannie was her name. She ran away with the beggar man. And you hinna got the cant, oh, the begging tongue. And you hinna got the cant, oh, the begging tongue. And with me up when I gang, oh, lassie with my tower and ray. She bent her back, and she booed her knee. And she put a black patch upon her knee. And kilted her skirts up above her knee. And away with him she's gang, oh, laddie with my tower of rain. Your daughter Jean's coming o'er the lee. She's tucking him. Got one on her back and another on her knee, and another one's toddling him, oh, lassie with my tower
Just enough difference in that version to make it very interesting. Beggar Man, Aaron Jones leading that song. But yeah, it's just changed the tune ever so slightly. I think it sounds pretty good. Woody Guthrie, long gone but certainly not forgotten, has had most of his life pretty closely examined over the years. Somebody, maybe Tim Grimm, has even examined one of his landlords. This is a song called Woody's Landlord Revisited from Tim Grimm. The album is called Bones of Trees, and I should tell you that the particular landlord who's being revisited is Fred Trump. Yes, father of, who owned a building in Brooklyn where Woody Guthrie lived for a couple of years. And he wasn't the greatest landlord, apparently.
Here's a story about Woody Guthrie in New York City in 49. He had a landlord that took his money, every nickel and every dime. Now Woody came from Oklahoma. He knew the people, he knew the land. He told their stories, shared their hard times, joys and sorrows of every man. Some folks believe that life's a circle. What's gonna wake come back around? If you've given more than you've taken, your feet will soon be glory bound. Now Woody's landlord, and this ain't no bunk, he was the father of Donald Trump, making fortune and buying land. Let the rich get richer from the poor man's hand. Some folks like greenback and property, And the status quo is a place to be. It's the same old story, like Woody said. Some men will rob you with a fountain pen. Some folks believe that life's a circle. What's gone away comes back around. And if you've given more than you've taken, your feet will soon be glory bound. I had a dream that Woody's son played in the sandbox with Donald Trump, and Arlo sang and shook his head while Donald's face was turning red. He's a bully, he's a punk, he's made of money, that's what Arlo thunk. And when he got to, "This land is your land," Trump's little fingers started throwing sand. Some folks believe that life's a circle. What's gone away comes back around. If you've given more than you've taken, your feet will soon be glory bound.
Pick one.
Yes, all right, that's enough of that. Tim Grimm, Woody's landlord, revisited. Didn't think much of Fred Trump, Tim Grimm. Not the greatest song in the world, but interesting that it should be in existence, I suppose. A song about Fred Trump. A couple of tunes from John Carty I think will lift the tempo a little. This is The Copper Plate, one of them, and The Flogging Reel.
Thank you.
around here, they don't have that much. They make do with things others wouldn't even touch. People who live around here, they work in the factories, and they don't have to choose, they're ruled by necessity. And they better watch out, there's a new breed taking over, they're driving us out. They've been giving us the old ones over, they want to tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town. They want to tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town. Here, remember how it used to be, not to your neighbour on the street or stopping for a cup of tea. People who live round here, they like to have a beer and all, but since the old pub changed hands, you can't get in overalls. And they better watch out, there's a new breed taking over, they're driving us out. They've been giving us the old ones over, they want to tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town. They want to tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town. Gonna have to push off west. Funny how the powers that be, they always think they know what's best. People who live round here, they've got the place in such a state. People who live round here pull down the price of real estate, and they better watch out, there's a new breed taking over, they're driving us out. They've been giving us the old ones over, they wanna tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town. They want to tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town. They want to tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town.
Alistair Hewlett, of course, from the album Dance of the Underclass. I've time for one more from the featured album, and it's Donald Ogue.
Just go with my soul.
Isn't that pretty? Donal Ogue from the featured album on Come All Ye Today called Amongst the Wild Rowans. Self-published album by Rachel Walker and Aaron Jones. Came out towards the end of 2024. There's some lovely stuff on there. Thanks for your company today, folks. We'll do it again next time. Same channel. Here's the Oxford University Volunteers Quick Step. Bunch of musicians got together and recorded an album called Hampshire Dance Tunes. I don't think Oxford University is in Hampshire, but maybe it is. Maybe they've shifted it since I last looked. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.